When you buy a new house, you might say,
shut the front door.
Winning.
No, seriously, shut the front door. We own this house now.
But you actually need to say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. The local State Farm agent is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
Welcome to my crib. No one says that anymore, but I don't care.
So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade, New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker, London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
It's the corner where the troops at.
Is this the passing of the torch, right? Is this what this signifies?
It comes down to that front office and what they feel is most important.
The champ is here. We've touched down from a higher plane. Why you made it here?
We always look forward to that week because it was always intense. You know that we ain't
coming back. We got to. The man, the myth, the legend, Dante Hall. My favorite player growing up was Dante Hall. I love you guys, still, but Dante was my guy. Get to dashing because you're done on the war feet.
This episode of Chief Concerns is brought to you by BetOnline.ag.
Hey there, Marcus Dash here from Chief Concerns. Just want to comment and say BetOnline is your number one source for all your sports betting needs. Get the latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for football, baseball, boxing, golf, and much more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Chief Concerns, your post-game show. And, you know, we're ending 2023 the same way we began 2023. And that's the Chiefs have won the AFC West title for the 8th straight time. This is remarkable. I know through the season we go through ups and downs, but it's a feat that, like, you know, doesn't happen often. You know, like it's tough to win one divisional title, right, JD? Let alone 8 straight in the AFC West of all the divisions. So it's a commendable thing. We should be happy as Chiefs Kingdom. Everyone should be happy and kind of relish and take this in, because, you know, this is something that, you know, we 10 years ago, we didn't think we could be winning 8 straight AFC West titles, but here we are. So really happy for the guys and being in Cincinnati, a rival of ours, in the fashion that we did today. So we can just be getting right in here on this New Year's show. The offense looked phenomenal today as far as from a conservative standpoint. And we were trying to play a game of being more conservative, kind of playing this ball control type of thing. We went to pound town today with Pacheco. That's for damn sure. And he looked pretty damn good. I think he needs to be giving him more carries than he did. But with the touch that he got, over 120 yards rushing on like 15 carries, pretty solid stuff. What do you guys think about what you saw from the conservative offense that we had today?
I loved it. I loved it. You know, it came out, I guess, I forgot who did the report, was speaking on where they were saying this thing was a little bit difficult. They didn't like the rotation. The rotation was a problem, an issue for them. I know they're just now understanding this week 17, but I think we were talking about this probably week number 2 or 3, that it didn't look like that was going to be sustainable. And one of the things I made a point was, if you're not putting guys in with their skill set, and you're just rotating guys in and out. And you might find a smaller guy on the outside and trying to do different plays. That's irresponsible to me. So I'm glad they at least addressed it. I'm glad they changed some things up. You could tell that the rhythm was different. And so I think we need to, going forward, we need to do a little bit more of this, the little conservative look. And it seemed like it was working. Guys looked like they were playing fast, and that's what you want to happen. You don't want guys thinking about what they need to do out there on the football field. It's just all reaction, and everybody's just playing. Another thing that we need to do, okay, and I keep saying this, I keep reiterating over and over again, is we got to give the ball to Pacheco. Like you said that. We have to give the ball to 10. Like, there's no reason that we have to do it. We almost have to say every series that we play offensively, we got to give it to 10 at least once. I don't care what I don't give it's 3rd and 25. Find him, get the ball to him. Okay. find him and give the ball to him. But he is our guy. He is our guy on offense. We know that the offense is going to do better when you give him the ball. He's going to get better every time he has the ball in his hands. And so we got away from that. Very first opening drive looked beautiful. I think it was 7 plays with 76 yards. Exquisite. Then we come back, second series, don't even hand the ball to him. We give a swing pass to MBS, 2 passes, out, 3 and out, done. And I'm sitting there thinking, what are we doing? Like, why go back to those things that wasn't working for us before? And we don't utilize Pacheco. It's just crazy to me. It didn't make any sense. And that's the frustrating part of it is, okay, you had such great rhythm going in the very first offensive series. Looked beautiful, exactly how it was supposed to be written up and scripted. And then the second series, you just like you just threw the whole thing out the window. So I love that about our offense, at least trying to get back there, doing our thing that we were supposed to do. But we need to do more of that. And we need to find 4 more. We need to find Travis Moore. But Richie James, those guys that came out here and started playing and making some plays, Justin Watson, same thing. These guys need to get looks. Or Gray need to get looks. So that's what I think offensively. Defensively, first half was a little challenging. And the reason it was is because we kept finding Bolton isolated against McKinnon, which was a problem. That's an issue. And I was trying to tell my guys, I'm like, look, man, you got to realize Joe Mixon is probably one of the better running backs catching the ball out the backfield. Oh, yeah. It's going to be a tough task for any linebacker to keep up with him one-on-one. And so it was a tall task for Bolton to do in the first half. And you can see the frustration of it. Well, part of the things you do to change that is you bring a little bit more pressure. And you got to change up maybe some of the coverage on how you're doing it. So I think we got that situated. Spags got him, set him down a little bit more. I love the chippiness. I loved it. Okay. Because you start getting Jamar Chase and all those guys a little bit angry. Get them out of their game. So I think as far as like game plan wise, what everything looked like this game, everything looked good. What I'm going to say real quick about Buckner, look, guy was incredible. So 6 field goals, things that we need. He was money all night. This is my MVP for the night. No doubt about it. Him and Pacheco. So yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Buckner won a lot of people out there, some fantasy leagues. If you had him in the fantasy finals. Tej, what were your takeaways? I know we were talking throughout the game, and you talked about obviously the conservative approach that we had, but we took a little bit more deep shots today than we have, and that was something that we kind of talked about during the week. We weren't taking that many deep shots, and it looks like the kind of conservative approach, the hanging the ball up, allowed us to do a little more of the play action, a little PA bomb action, which, I mean, we connected on one of them, but like we tried them more. But what was your overall take on offensively?
We connected. I thought we connected Watson and then Rice, right?
Yeah.
We should have had more. I mean, MVS. That's all I gotta say. To go back to what Jay said about being conservative, I just feel like we're so, and we saw it early in the second half. We got away from running it again. I feel like we're so obsessed with trying to get some of these receivers past the rough patch. I feel like we just want to get them beyond it so we can just rely on them and just run a normal offense again and not have to worry about getting guys on and off field. Like we're hearing about that in week 17. Like, it's cool that they're willing to readjust and try what works, but it also shows a level of desperation too, to a certain degree, right? The running game came back. It just shows you how important Pacheco is to this team. And another reason why I said on the betting show that I would not overlook prioritizing another running back, because if Pacheco goes down, we're in big trouble. We're in big time trouble. Those tough yards, those tough 5 to 7 yards don't come easy. And he's really good at picking them up. It gave us a lot more third and shorts, which was so frustrating, which made how bad we were on third down so frustrating. We were 3 of 12. That's our second worst mark of the season, I believe. We've only had two games where we were worse than that. That was Jacksonville and Denver, both wins, which is funny that, you know, we've had three of our worst third down performances and we got wins in all of them. But it's only the second time we beat an opponent despite having a worse third down percentage than them. And then red zone, it's just been the story of our season. We just get down there. We can move the ball. We can move the ball pretty well. It's just, we get down there anytime, not even beyond the red zone, like the 30 or 40. Once we get to their side of the field, we just don't play the same way. It's really frustrating. 1 of 3 again. I hate to be negative, but we lost time of possession by almost 9.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Save big money on everything for your projects. Now at Menards, we have it all for garden and landscaping essentials. Visit our outdoor garden center today and update your backyard space. Grid accents lattice panels have a timeless design with an innovative design that's simple to install and requires almost no maintenance. Save big on lattice panel options at Menards. View our entire selection of garden center products today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, you'll want to invite everyone over, from book club to the fantasy league, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick scented oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh air, Wick.
9 minutes, which is crazy. And Miami's the only other team that we beat despite losing time of possession. So that's just interesting that it's not going to come that often, but it was a weird game. And since I think it's partly because Cincinnati had the ball so much in the first half. Our defense was kind of, I feel like our defense does that sometimes. They stay on the field longer than they should earlier in the game. And while they're doing that, they're kind of just figuring it out, like an AI system, figuring out their strengths, how they're getting down the field on us. You know, like we're really stretching out their drives and making them call a lot of plays. I don't know if that's a strategy of Spags, but it's pretty genius because he makes great adjustments in the second half and we adjusted to it. But yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it's that. I think what it is, like everybody, like you said, everybody's trying to adjust for what's going on. Our defense just wasn't making the plays to get them off on third down. They just wasn't doing it. And so that was the main reason. But also too, I didn't see Spags really bring in any type of pressure as well. Yep. So, you figure things out early. And so what I start seeing is, they're running 4 guys out. And it was a check down. So we're talking about check down and start checking down to McKinnon. And that's what was hurting us. because then you have Nick Bolton trying to run after McKinnon the whole night, which is just hard. You know, you're sitting there trying to watch the quarterback, and all of a sudden the back comes out the backfield. Now you got to run all the way over here to try to get him. It was he got a couple of first downs just leaning his shoulder, getting it, you know, up the field. That made Bolton a little tired. So you want to make his job a lot easier. What makes the job a lot easier is those four guys up front, okay, getting to the quarterback. And so Browning did a good job kind of getting the ball out of his hand. He was utilizing his check down. And you know, he's a good quarterback, man. You know, just kind of watching him. He's a legit guy. You know, and what I've seen, like he was talking about, like the deep passes, you have those things that's open. It's the same thing. They kept bringing that eight in the box, bring the safety down, because that's the way that Vegas played us last week. And they knew it. They was waiting for the short passes, right? Because we do all the short passes. Supposedly people call it check, but we're not checking down. It's the short passes, trying to get to Kelsey, double Kelsey up. Who else is going to get open, right? They know we do the swing passes. I think last week was an anomaly because we did so much of it. Mm-hmm. And going to your point, trying to get guys going. Now here, I think is a good thing. Okay, I don't think it's a problem with that whatsoever. Just don't be so loyal to it that it takes you out of the rhythm that you should be doing, like pushing the ball down the field. Mm-hmm. Okay, I think MVS is definitely a guy that you got to get going. I like the swing pass to MVS, to be honest with you. Okay, because it gives him confidence. Like a guy that's struggling, give him something he can handle, give him some confidence. Now.
Didn't do that much good, though, did it?
Well, I think, look, he had the drop pass, all right? He had the drop pass.
Two, right?
Well, the one I do know, the one that was behind, you know, behind him, he should have caught, right? It was on his hip. He could have caught that. And it's just so frustrating because I feel bad for him. I really do.
So do I.
He was struggling. I'm like, Dad, God, come on, Henry, yes? Like, you just need that. And that's why you see Travis come over, try to console him a little bit, like, hey, man, keep your head up. The worst thing you possibly do is come to the sideline and, you know, ain't nobody tapping you on your shoulder like, hey, man, don't worry about it. It seemed like everybody parted him like the Red Sea. It's like, oh, get away from this. It's like the virus. We don't want to catch the virus, right? So
what did you think of because there was a clip that happened after he, that drop there where, you know, where he had both hands on and he dropped it on that play. Afterwards, he did a thing where he was like motioning like – it seemed to me like he was like telling Pat, like you put it behind me, like bring it in. And I posted online, like, you know, like usually when a receiver drops Pat, you usually see like, my bad. But like instead he's like, it looks like he's like telling Pat, like, dude, like right here.
No, I see receivers do it all the time. Like, hey, man, like put it out in front of me. I get it. I get what he was saying. But the thing is, you have your hands on a ball, catch the football.
Yeah.
Catch it. He had open grass in front of him, right? And he had a legitimate gripe. On that play. Yeah, legitimate right. If Pat leaves him, he's catching the football, man. He's hitting his head on the goalposts. So
I feel like if he's not having the terrible year he's having, he wouldn't even make that excuse in the game, though. I feel like because he knows in his head how many drops he's had, and it's a big thing in the league. Everyone knows it. It's media. KC media's all over him. He's like, he has to like justify every single drop. Like, no, that doesn't count. It was back here. It's like, dude, just play. Just like next play.
Yeah, but and a quarterback would come to a guy on the sideline. I don't even care, like, if it was even Davante Adams. You throw it behind him and stuff. They'll let him know, like, hey, man, my fault. You know, a quarterback will tell him that. And I think, to be honest with you, I think they both feel that way, Tasia. So Pat is like, hey, man, catch the football. Because Pat don't want it on him as well. And I think this is where we are offensively, right? Because we know how bad it's been with the drops. And even Pat knows maybe some of the balls have been off. And so with him being a quarterback, pinpointing, and you know, he knows, get out in front of him, that's a touchdown, right? But because we are professionals, you don't worry about it. You hit the hands, man, catch the football, catch it. So I think everybody looks for that escapism. I think they do.
And Patrick was being hit there too.
He had no pocket to step into that.
Yeah, he just got nailed a second later. So I mean,
he was an excuse for Patrick Mahomes.
No.
Well, listen, hey, both those guys, both of them. Let's put it that
when way. MVS does that, Mahomes is like, oh yeah, side of my head getting hit. That's why.
I'm fighting for my life out here, man. Get on that offensive line in front of me. How about that?
Your hands were on the ball, like his hands were on my helmet. So yeah, catch it next time, dude. But I also feel like Patrick's like trying to play. He's almost trying to play so perfect to overcome. I feel like we have so much in our heads at this point. We're in our own heads. God, this would have been a great year for a bye. But we're in our heads so much that everyone's just trying to play so perfect. And I think they're too just wound up and they're in their own heads way too much, just way too much.
But that's the reason why you run the football, because it gives you like a little bit of that break. It gives you a little bit of that confidence where, you know, now I hand it off and he's making yards. You just keep advancing the football, keep advancing it, keep advancing it, keep advancing it. And so getting into that rhythm, we can get the ball out your hands kind of quick. I think we seen Pat throw one to Pacheco. It was a check down, and Pacheco was money in the receiving game too, man. Yeah, an incredible game.
Yeah,
that's the Pacheco we needed. The way he came out last week, you could tell he was a little tenderfooted, you know, running around. You know, just like, yeah, I'm not quite sure. This week,
he let it rip.
Yeah, totally different guy. But I think, you know, he kind of came out Kelsey, you know, too early. It was a third down. He threw a swing pass to Pacheco in the flat, you know, the check down. But yeah, he's trying to play perfect. I get it. I get that point of it. But they have to, right? Like you said, all eyes are on Neil. And so every little thing everybody's looking at and keeps bringing up, all the drop passes, all that, that's what they're hearing. They're hearing that. But my thing is, I'm glad they're kind of going this course. Because I really, for them, this team, they don't need a bye. They don't need one. They don't need a break. They need to keep getting better week in and week out. That's what they need. They need that hard journey. They need that. And so hopefully it's just refining them to get them better to what they need to do. But yeah, we look, and I'm going to say this because I've seen some people talking about the offensive line. Our guys need to run the football. Okay. Wanya Morris needs to run the football. When you leave him one-on-one over there, Hendricks and those guys, that's a problem. That's the guy we need to be helping and chipping us sometimes. You know, we just got to know. Some things we just got to know.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're better suited running the football. 3rd-and-1, 3rd-and-3. I'm like, why are we not play action? At least play action. At least play action. This is the perfect time to play action. This is the perfect time to play some bully ball. But we want to sit back in the shotgun and don't give a defense anything to look at.
Yeah. I'd love to see our play action numbers, actually, because we should have done it more. When the run game is that effective, switch it up and start running more play actions.
Run more play actions, man. I mean, that just changes eyes. It changes everybody. And when you have three tight ends in, you got three guys who can go out and go get it. So that's what kind of bothers me, because I don't quite understand why we're not figuring that out offensively, scheme-wise, from Nagy or Reed, whoever it is that's making the call, right? I'll just name both of them. How about that? Because we don't know who's making the calls during that time. But 3rd-and-3, you should be running the football, or should be a play action more than that. It should be. So we got to do a much better job. We have to do a much better job in the red zone, okay? 3rd down. If we want to –
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Again, we're trying to advance in the playoffs and try to get the Super Bowl. We need things like that to happen. We got to do a much better job in those areas. So,
yeah. On the touchdown that Pacheco had in the receiving touchdown in the first quarter, someone took a still of it from like the kind of the bird's eye view look of it. Rashee Rice was doubled, yeah. Kelce was doubled, mm-hmm. Wide open in the middle of the field for Pacheco to eat. I mean, I'm curious how many other times when they're playing us like that, where there is a guy wide open like that in the middle of the field, i.e. Pacheco, and there's a point in the game where it was only Noah Gray, Rice, and Pacheco were the only three guys who had touched the ball at one point in that game. Like it was for first half, I think it was primarily the entire first half was just those three guys who had touched the ball, which I thought was pretty interesting. What do you make of Kelce, kind of them limiting Kelce? Make them obviously he's getting doubled, but like, what did you think of him not getting the ball? I mean, do you think we need to make it more of a concerted effort to get him the ball? I mean, even if it is kind of like a quick screen in the first quarter, I mean, what do you think?
That play, first going to that play, man, it was a great play design, actually, because you had three guys and it was all spacing. So what you do is Kelce's running off to, Richie James is running that back, baseline is what he's going to run. So he opens it up. You have another one running him off, and then he runs the arrow or the halfback angle right behind it, and it just opens up. It was beautiful. Matter of fact, when he comes in motion to the diamond look with the four guys, you see – the defensive end kind of walking out there. He actually winds all the way out. He didn't even line up where Pacheco was. So he gets a little bit wide. His whole alignment just messed him up. And so when you have to have him being the guy that was on man, but Pacheco, he was already lost because he didn't know where the leverage was. So it was that in itself, man, was a good play design. So sometimes Kelce he's going to lose out on those battles because they know the one guy that can't beat you is Kelce. And I get it. Every time he's coming out, they play in the combination coverage with Kelce. Beautiful thing. We did the same thing with Jamar Chase. How do you negate that? Well, you disguise it, run a little bit doubles, which you can, maybe a little bit lurk coverage coming down, rob the guy that's coming around in the flat or, on the shallow cross. But Kelce sometimes knows games like this, he may not be the one that's going to be able to kill you. And so I know it's frustrating for him, but he'll take this win. If other guys are eating, Kelce is a guy that I think he's very unselfish. So if these other guys are catching balls and doing that, he's fine with them. He is absolutely fine with it. We were talking about it, me and Billy Babe. Shouts out to him, to Babes, another tight end that we played together. We were talking, like, it looked like Kelce was jogging on a couple of routes. And I said, well, he's jogging because he knows he's not going to be open. He's still taking two. And so they're just trying to wear him out as much as possible. And that's frustrating for Kelce, man. But they said there's no way they were not going to let 87 beat them. And so when you had one-on-one with Kelce, Patrick took him. And so little things like that, when he got the first down, that was a beautiful throw, running the out route. But I think, man, you try to get him going. He's another one. Ateja, you know how you was talking about those little screens and stuff? I think you throw one to him, try to get him doing something. But the one he just owns the middle. I think that's where you get the ball to him in the middle, man, and just let him have a little bit more space to work, So however you do that, man, to get that to manufacture, I think that's the way you got to go.
Career high for Pacheco rushing, by the way, 130.
Oh.
Kittle.
Give him his flowers. You don't think he wants to get to 1,000, by the way?
Come on, man.
How far is he?
And after that game, I think he's at 935.
Damn, okay.
So
how many games did he miss? Two, three. Miss Buffalo, I think.
13, 14. He's played in 14 games.
Okay.
So, yeah, he's missed
So he's missed two.
Two.
And then they include the half of the Raiders game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Easy.
So I did some a little digging on Kelce. You tell me what you think about these numbers. Okay. So plays of 10 yards or more for Kelce. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. 2000 this year, 39.
Okay.
Last year, 55. It's a big number. That's a big disparity right there.
Give me get my assessment.
What's that?
Let me get my assessment so far.
Yeah. Before you do that.
Okay.
You know, a buddy of mine asked about Kelce because they're doubling him. But in my mind, I said that, and I was like, he's been getting doubled for how many years now? He's been getting bracket for, I mean, this isn't the first year Kelce's has a lot of eyes on him, right? So it's like, we can't just say, oh, teams don't want him to do well. Well, obviously, like, no one does, right? Like, that's always the plan. So anyway, go on, please.
Kelce has not been doubled and bracketed as much as he has this year. This, without a doubt, has been the most I've seen Kelce get bracketed and doubled, and even triple covered. Matter of fact, we would talk about it, the tight ends, that we couldn't understand why teams weren't doing it more.
Yeah.
Seriously, I mean, you know, the previous years, when you know Kelce's killing you, and I think maybe because defenses just thought, well, okay, well, you know, we got guys that can kind of match up with him, and he was just killing them. That's what they were doing. So now what they started doing, especially this year, because you know you don't have anything on the outside, you don't have any receivers to throw to, double Kelce, take him out of the game. And so it has been completely a different year for the doubling than what we see. I know that for a fact, just watching over the years, he has not seen this type of, like, defense that he has seen this entire year. That's the truth. So that's why he's frustrated. That's why he looks kind of slow. That's why they know we'll man up on everybody outside, because who are you going to throw to? You got a rookie who sometimes catches screens, might take it. He fumbles the ball. MVS can't fight himself out of a wet paper bag sometimes. I'm just saying what the defense is saying. This ain't me. Okay. I'm telling you how they talk in meetings. Okay.
Sure.
Like, okay. You got Justin Watson, who is a practice squad player from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers that Tom Brady didn't want. Okay. He's going to get packing. Got Sky Moore, who's 5'9 on a phone book. And then who else you got? You know, Kadarius Toney, who gets hurt every other play, and he can't line up on sides. So that's what they're saying, right? That's what they're saying. But they have said this. The guy that is killing us, who was one of the best tight ends ever played the game, is Travis Kelce. And he has a great connection with Patrick Mahomes. That's his number one receiver. That's his number one weapon. Let's take it away from him, right? So if I'm going in, if I'm the defense coordinator, I'm looking at here, and I'll put a picture of Taylor Swift up. Taylor Swift's boyfriend, or Travis, however you want to do it, cannot beat us this week. We can't do it. We can't do it. He can't be the one that's going to be able to kill us. So that's the way I look at it, man. As a matter of fact, that's what's happening. That's what's happening. And so it's really that's why he kind of looks slow. That's why he looks a little beat down. That's why he looks a little frustrated, because he knows it's been more put on his plate than it has been before. And I tell you, man, it's a luxury when you have a guy like Tyreek Hill that's played with you for all those years, that you know you don't have to be the one that makes the plays all the time. You got a sucker over here to catch a football and go hit his head on a couple of as well, right? He don't have that. He don't have anything close to Tyreek Hill this year. He doesn't. So I think that's what it is. As a matter of fact, I know that's what it is.
It's so interesting because his catch percentage is the second highest in his career,
mm-hmm.
but his yards per reception is by far the lowest in his career by almost 2 yards. I was trying to find his yak, but I can almost guarantee you that his yak's probably the lowest in a long time as well. He's just not shaking loose like he had been in the past.
Sure, you got two or three guys around you. I mean, you know, you got a crowd. You know, that joker's being he's being huddled around like Taylor Swift. He's getting mobbed like her. You know, so That's the reason you don't have yak yards, because they know they're going to be in vicinity to kind of make, you know, make tackles. So it makes sense. So then the level of difficulty goes up, because you're not really getting a lot of passes thrown to you, right? But when you do catch them, make sure somebody's there to hit it. And so that would be, I would reiterate that to my guys defensively, okay? Hey, Travis Kelce is probably one of the greatest yak yard guys in the history of the game. You make sure you make a tackle, two or three hats and helmets on him every time he catches the football. If he catches it, you make him pay. You know what you do? Take some plays out of him. You keep hitting him and keep hitting him and keep hitting him. That's what you do. We got to rally, get around the ball to make sure this guy doesn't.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Kill you. Yeah, you can't stop him, but you dad, Chuck, Don, better make sure you don't let him get any yak yards after the catch. Say, what's up, man? The Missouri Boat Ride, Danielle, and all these people. What's up? What's up?
What's up, everybody? I do want to make a correction here. So someone asked about the Pearson question for y'all. What are the playoff seeding scenarios for the Chiefs next week? We are locked in at the 3 seed. So we're going. Someone said if Miami loses, we win. Miami loses and we win, we'll be the 2nd seed. That's not true, because if they lose to Buffalo next week, Buffalo will leapfrog us, because they'll have a tiebreaker over us. We're locked into the 3 seed after, and we won the AFC West now, so we're locked in playing the 6th seed in the playoffs. So that's the I just wanted to clarify that. I saw that one to make sure we got that right there. Yeah, that we're the locked in at the 3 seed. So I'm curious, because you talk about wanting to maintain a rhythm. When we preview next week, JD, I'm curious what you think about how much we'll play this coming week, since we are locked in at the 3 seed and we've already won our division, so there's really no change where we'll be. And I know teams like to have somewhat of a kind of momentum going into the playoffs. So I'm curious to see how we kind of rotate our guys. But we'll get into that next week. About this – what's that, JD?
I could talk about that right now, actually, real quick.
Go for it.
I do believe that the rotation is, if you're going to give anybody some breaks, I give Travis Kelce a break.
Absolutely.
Those guys, yeah. He's the one that deserves it. Everybody else, don't even think about taking your helmet off. Ain't no break for you. What you need a break for? You ain't did nothing all year. I'm for real. Maybe Pacheco. Maybe. Yeah, definitely Pacheco. So the two guys that they get breaks, Travis Kelce and Isaiah Pacheco. Everybody else, strap it up, baby. That's how it works. Okay. So we need to get better. On the outside, we need to get better. We need rhythm. We need to get better. That's how that works. But other than that, man, Don't look for don't look to tap your helmet or it's gonna be an easy game. No, sir. We're here to get better week in, week out. Well, why is that, coach? Because you didn't do nothing the whole season. You ain't did nothing. you want a pat on the back for catching the football? Come on, man. Been terrible.
So you want to pat on back for the third seed? No. You ain't getting this game off.
Kelsey
definitely can do rest.
And plus incentives too. I mean, we talk about. I'm sure Pacheco's got somewhat of a 1,000-yard incentive in his seventh round rookie contract. So that could probably go a long ways as far as how much he's making for being a seventh round contract that he has. So I'm sure he's going to want to get that 65 yards that he needs for the 1,000.
Yes, he also wants 1,000.
Oh, he's not 1,000 yet.
How far? What did he get?
He's at 968.
Oh man, you might see a half a ball then, JD.
Half, then sit down. Have a seat.
Man.
Hey, man, if it takes only a half, sure. if you do that in this game, half would have done nothing.
Well, I know it, yeah.
So you might need the whole game for that. The way he's been playing, the way we've been playing, you might need two games for that.
Before I know JD kind of touched on defense and we want to get out of here for New Year's festivities for everybody, but wanted to kind of give flowers to some of the guys on the defensive end, but also want to talk about kind of the second half. I mean, Tasia kind of alluded to it, where it's like first half of games, we're figuring the offenses out. You guys both said that we're figuring offenses out. And then we just get better throughout the game and second half of games. I don't even know what the our plus minus differential is in the second half of games this year with our defense, because we dominate teams in the second half of games. But today, I mean, six sacks, I think majority of that came in the fourth quarter. We were throwing everything at them. Justin Reed, back-to-back sacks. I don't know, JD, why aren't we blitzing this guy more? This guy's been here for 2 years, and I haven't seen this guy get blitzed that much, and he looks phenomenal. And he brought the wood all night tonight. Yeah. All night he brought the wood.
Marcus, not counting today, we're third in the NFL in points allowed in the second half.
Oh, okay. So third least.
Third least, yes.
Okay. Awesome, man. Shoot. That's great. Yeah. You can tell that, though. But I do believe that, he definitely makes a case. Look good doing it. Great timing. We've seen the one that Steve tried to come off the edge from the corner blitz and he pulled up for some reason. No idea why he did it. No idea. But Justin Reed seemed like he has a whole different motor. You see him throw it at the running back down at the end? He tossed him to get back on that other sack that he had. And so you need a guy like that. You need a guy that's hungry. But he looked good. He looked good coming rushing at B-gap. And so if you have guys that are, on the line of scrimmage, the five guys up front, both tackles going to have defensive ends, okay? Center and guard is going to have probably Chris Jones. Nine is going to have one-on-one with the other guard. That leaves Justin Reed one-on-one with the back. That's perfect. I think that's what you need to do. You need to bring that each and every time. Each and every time. Because if you don't, you don't double up Chris, then Chris is going to beat you one-on-one. So that's the way I look at it, man. You need to do more of that because he looks good. And he made that one running back look – mix it. He made it look like it was a rep in training camp.
Yeah.
Like, he just went around him. Oh, it was beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
And also, too, so Justin Reed was one guy. Obviously, I think that this year, mainly second half of the season, you've seen him. He's brought the most energy we've seen. Obviously, 2 years in with the Justin Reed being in Kansas City, but he's looked so good. Second half of the season, he's looked phenomenal. But the other guy I want to give a shout-out to is George Karlaftis. Yeah. Two sacks tonight, making 11 sacks on the year with one more game to go. And this cool stat I saw from our guy, Charles Goldman of Chiefs Wire. He's the first non-Chris Jones defender to hit 10-plus sacks in a season for Kansas City since D. Ford in 2018. So,
wow.
I mean, yeah.
Both homegrown, too. Both draft picks.
Yep.
Yeah. Good for him.
He got to 10 before Jones did. Carl. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, they credited him to the half on that Omenihu one. So, he got 1.5 today.
Oh, really? They didn't give him 2?
Yeah. I think they gave Omenihu the other half of that.
Oh.
But he's at 10.5 now, and Jones is at 9. So Jones is playing at least a half next week, too.
I thought thought Chris had 8.5 before the game. Didn't he get two today?
I thought he had one today.
Nah, he's credited with one.
Just credit for one? Okay.
He's got 9.5. So good bet for next week. Chris Jones sack.
There you go.
Yeah.
Chris Jones sack and Kelsey 30 plus yards. Put your mortgage on it. Don't do that.
And Pacheco 50 yards rushing.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. All the milestone bets.
Tage, y'all looking at Mixon, man. 65 yards rushing, man. I told you.
Well, hold on a second. Hold on, JD. You see how many carries he had? His over-under line was 10.5. He ended up with 21.
21. Double
his line.
I told you, though. They was going to try to run him.
But I was right on my logic. His yards per carry was 3.1 yet again. So even if he had, like, 15, it still would have hit. My over would have hit. Damn, I know, man. Well, it doesn't matter. Kelsey blew it anyway, so. Preview for what you guys would see if you watch our betting show. This is what we do the entire time.
Yeah.
But before we head out here, anything that stood out defensively? I know I should give a shout-out to Justin Reed and Carl Loftus if you guys wanted to. If there's anybody specifically you wanted to give a shout-out to, and if you wanted to comment on that little spat that Willie Gay and Omenihu had on the sideline.
Man, look, I love Snead coming at Jamar Chase. Snead, who wasn't supposed to play today. I mean, he's an animal. And when I'm telling you, he comes in, the quiet storm, man. That's what I'm trying to tell you, man. He's a silent assassin. I mean, he comes in, he's just in their face all the time. And he's just playing ball, man. We're going to start, giving him his shine. That's what I understand. And it's like week in and week out, the best receiver, Snead, is traveling with him. He's taking him, and he is shutting him down. He is shutting him down. So
he hardly had training camp preseason time.
I know it. Yeah.
So basically the first 4 weeks was his training camp in preseason.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a baller, man, in a bottle. And that's the thing about him, man. You pop him off, he's ready to go.
Gronk was giving him his due this last week, by the way.
Was he?
Yeah. He was just saying that's the one guy he wouldn't want to play against right now.
Oh,
yeah. Really? That's high. That's high mark.
Yes, it is. Yes,
very
it
high is. Mark. So, right. You know, take that to the bank, Snead. He is going to take that to the bank. So,
I was saying that he was the one, the genie in the bottle. So I got me a nice little bottle. And look, I don't do this often because I done got out of really sipping and drinking, okay? But what I'm going to do is for a cheer for...
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
For a team that we have, okay, gonna pour me just a little of this bubbly, right?
Mm.
Add this, but I just want to say congratulations to the Chiefs. Okay, obviously for winning the AFC West, to this team for this beautiful win, but also to the Taser brothers. I want to let you both know, man. Listen, I appreciate you. I love you, and everybody comes on this show. Just want to wish everybody a happy new year. Y'all be safe. Drink responsibly. But from my family, the Dunn family, to everybody's family out there, but the Dash family, just want to let you know, man, that we love you. Peace and blessings to each and every one of y'all. Thank you for a much successful season that we've had so far on this show, man. But cheers to you all. Cheers, brothers.
Love you
too, everybody brother. Else out there.
I don't have champagne, but I love you, man. And I'll say the Taser brothers. I'm going to remember that you call it the Taser brothers.
Did I say Taser brothers?
You said the Taser brothers. He's okay. he's in a whole day. Yeah,
I was like, ooh, okay, yeah.
Brothers.
Yeah,
the Dash brothers.
Same to you, man. You said it well. Same to you, man. I'm thankful to be you guys that included me, have me on here. Talking Chiefs nonsense, and yeah, it's, you know, win or lose is always a good time, because win or lose, there are always concerns.
Hey, there you go. That's a little catchphrase right there. Yeah. A new advertisement coming in the new year that we're going to use that right there. But we hope everyone has a very obviously a happy and great New Year's with your family, friends, whoever you choose to celebrate with. I hope everyone has a safe night. I'm going out tonight, but Tasia and I are going to be going to a bar in DC. We're going to, you know, be safe with it. No driving, no drinking and driving, Uber everywhere. They make it easy for us nowadays. So, you know, Uber, and yeah, I hope everyone enjoys themselves. And yeah, love you, brother JD. Love you, man.
Yeah. Oh, you guys.
One more thing before we go, I want to give a little schedule before we go. I always have to give the schedule to everybody.
Sure.
So tomorrow, JD and I will be doing a great show, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on our YouTube channel. That's Chief Concerns. Wednesday, JD and I will be back on Bleacher Report to preview the final game of the season. And then Friday, we'll have a betting show on YouTube. And then Sunday, right back on Bleacher Report for our post-game reaction show to end the season finale of the Chiefs and Chargers. So, yeah, keep it on your calendar. Everybody else, love you guys. Happy New Year. JD, love you, brother.
Brother, love you guys. Happy New Year, man.
Yeah. Everybody out there, Chiefs Concerns family, Happy New Year to you all, too. All right?
Happy New Year, everybody.
You supporting them.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for watching. Subscribe here to get the latest from the show. Also, be sure to check out the best clips from Chief Concerns. And if you prefer to listen to the show, subscribe and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.